Zohar Vayera, page 106b, day 3. Rabbi Chizkiya Pasach. Rabbi Chizkiya opened the discourse. He brings a verse from Iyov 28:24. Kihul Iksosa Oretz Yavit, speaking about Hashem, it says, for he gazes to the ends of the earth. Tachas Kol HaShemayim Yira. He sees underneath all of the heavens. Hashem's vision spans all of existence. So he explains, Kama islon lebnei nosh leistakel b'avdoi dekutcha b'richu. How much there is for people to gaze at the works of the Holy and Blessed Be He. And gaze is more than looking, means a concentrated, deep look. We should delve and penetrate and probe to understand deeply the secrets behind the work of Hashem in order to come through this, to appreciate Hashem's greatness and His wisdom, and to love and fear Hashem through that, but all the more. So how much more a person should always be focused on this. Look up, pick up his head and look around and see the greatness of the works of Hashem and everything in creation all the time. When it says, Shvisi Hashem Negdi Samid, I have put Hashem before me all the time. I mean, put Hashem is there all the time. Put means I have put my attention, be concentrated and focused to see Hashem in everything all the time. Because Hashem is right in front of us in awesome ways. If we just open our eyes and look, we can become aware of Him. Deeper and deeper, new dimensions just by what is in front of our eyes all the time. So therefore, how much a person there is for him to look and gaze. And to strive in the Torah day and night. That was the connection, because Hashem gazed in the Torah and created the world. So the world is a reflection of the Torah, it's just the outer expression of the Torah, and learning the Torah itself is the inner light. A person, in order to be able to be tuned in and connected, and to be able to see the light of Hashem in the world, he has to be busy learning the Torah. That will give him the connection to hook up the cables and open his mind and awareness to be connected and see this and feel this and experience this. And we find this in the Mizmor, Psalms 19. But first it speaks about praising the praise of Hashem from the world, and then it speaks about the praise of the Torah. And in the second half of this psalm, showing there's a congruency, recognize Hashem from the Torah, and through that it will be opened up to recognize Hashem in the world. Well, which type of Torah gives the person the ability to see Hashem in the world? When he learns Torah day and night. Day and night are rooted in the surrounding light, where everything is one. If a person just learns Torah only in day or only at night, he only has one side of the coin, so he's still in this internal light. So it's not enough to open up to see Hashem in the world. In order to see Hashem's light in the world, the place where he's hidden, you have to draw from a greater level of surrounding light. And from that root, the person is opened up to see. In order to get to that root, a person has to learn Torah day and night, which shows he's drawing from the root where they're all one. And it says many times in the Zohar, learn Torah, they didn't know the difference between day and night. They're so involved in the Torah, they're so involved in the surrounding light, they're completely transcendent and above the world. So it's that type of Torah that gives a person the ability to see Hashem in everything in the world. The person sees Hashem Echad, Yishmo Echad, it's all one. Hashem is one, the Torah is one, and Hashem's light is in the world. It's all equal. So he can be aware of Hashem, be attached to Hashem, be dovek to Hashem, whatever he's doing all the time. Chol man yishtal b'raisa, because anyone who strives in the Torah, kutcher b'chu eshtavich b'i. Le'il Hashem is praising him above. Person merits as if it were Hashem is proud of him, and he heightens the honor of Hashem even in Shemayim. Yishtavich b'i matin is praising him below. Person sanctifies Hashem's name in this world below through his learning Torah. Why is this? What is the special power of the Torah? Begin the raisa ilona dechayi ihi. Because the Torah is the tree of life. So it gives us connection with eternity. But there's a provision, the Zohar says, to all those that are busy with it. The Me'avlon Chayin Valmadin, to give them life in this world, the Me'avlon Chayin Valmadasi, give them life in the world to come. And they also, the world to come is like day and this world is like night. So learning Torah day and night means learning Torah in order to experience the transcending level of the world to come, the divinity over there, which we can have and connect with through learning Torah in this world, and also through our learning Torah to feel Hashem in this world. It's not enough just to feel the transcending level of surrounding light, we have to feel the internal level of light in this world also. Tachazi, come and see. Now it's going to explain the verse, we'll see what the connection is. So the verse had said that, for he to the ends of the earth gazes, the Me'avlon Mazona, to give them sustenance, the sapkalon, and to give them what they need, mikol ma yisrichu, for whatever they need, to provide them for whatever they need. So when Hashem is looking, what is He looking? He's looking to help, to see what people need and to give them. Because He looks at it all the time. You see, it's written, Deuteronomy 11:12. Speaking about the land of Israel, continuously the eyes of Hashem Elokecha are on it. Reishis Hashanah, from the beginning of the year, V'yadachavis Hashanah, to the end of the year. Begin, because the Eretz Zohar, because this land, level of Eretz, which in the Zohar always refers to Malchus, and this verse, speaking about Eretz Israel, speaking about the Malchus of Kedusha, the Malchus on the side of holiness, the Holy Land. So Maxi, what is written about it? Hashem is always looking there to give it, fulfill all of its needs, to reveal His light over there. So what's written about it? Meimerchak tovi lachma. She brings her bread from afar. So this is referring that the Shekhinah, the Malchus, brings its bread, means the sustenance from a far place, means from the surrounding light, which is far away. Lebaser, and afterwards, ihi yahavis mezona levtar falakula. She gives sustenance and a portion to all. So over here, and in terms of understanding the verse, we had mentioned that the whole point is that a person must see Hashem above and below, next world and this world, day and night, the learning Torah and connecting day and night, seeing Hashem in the world and in the Torah. So this is speaking about drawing the surrounding light. Therefore, this relates to the verse, because the verse speaks about Hashem in one shot, seeing the entire world. To the ends, means the right and the left. So he's able to see the entire world, to have the bird's eye view, from the surrounding perspective of the encompassing light. And that's the place we have to connect with. In that place Hashem sees everything all the time, and it's the surrounding light that's from afar, and it gives the Malchus the connection with the surrounding light, to relate to Hashem's light from afar, which gives us the transcending connection, to see that Hashem is one in everything all the time, to be included in His infinite light, take away the interruptions, and connect with Him all the time from wherever we are. So this is the level of Malchus, gives sustenance, and His portion to all, inin chavin bra, to those wild animals, the one outside, which is a mashal nazar, refers to the angels, even the ones that are outside, and even to the levels that are outside of Kedusha. See if it's written in Mishnah in Proverbs 31:15. Atokam yod laila, and she rises, while it's yet night, but he tend care of the visa, she gives a portion to her house, the chok lenaro sound, a set portion to her maidens. And we know that the Eish Chayil, Proverbs, is a parable, a mashal for the Shekhinah, the Malchus of Atzilus, which gives sustenance to the worlds below. And here it's revealed to us that gives sustenance from the level of surrounding light. That's why Hashem gives to the tzaddikim, to the righteous, to show him to the wicked, because the level of panasa, lo bezchus etali misla, it doesn't depend upon merit, which means an internal light of whether one is righteous or not, on the good side and the bad side, but maz etali misla, it's dependent upon the flow of the surrounding light, from the keser of 13 qualities of mercy that there, it doesn't look who's righteous and who's wicked, in the surrounding light, all is one, and gives panasa to everyone. That's why we see people have in the world, parnassah, sustenance, the world, those are meritorious and those that are not. Although, because of this, now we can understand with depth the idea of the verse, kihulik sosa oretz yabit, that he, to the ends of the earth, does gaze, which means both sides, right and left, from the surrounding, encompassing, enveloping light. Tachas gol shemayim yir, underneath all the heavens he sees, underneath all the heavens is the land, but he sees it all in one shot, again from the surrounding light, and he provides its sustenance from there. To all the people in the world, those that are righteous and those that are not righteous. L'mei avlon mezona, to give them sustenance, v'sipuka, and provision. L'chol ma d'tzrich, to all what is necessary, kol chad uchad, each one. From the surrounding light, Hashem is able to look at each person, give them specifically their needs. You see if it's written, Tillim in Psalms 145:16. Posei chasidecha, open your hand, u'masbi'an l'chol chayir etzon, and satisfy everything with desire. It means Hashem satisfies the will of each person. From the level of surrounding light, He can provide all different types of people, all the different types of needs. It's coming from one source where they're all one. Davar acher, something else, another explanation of this verse, that that he today on this earth does gaze. What does this mean? Listakla b'lov doy de barnash. To gaze at the deeds of a person. The first pshat, the first explanation, was speaking about how Hashem looks to provide our needs. And so he's focusing on us, from below to above. Second pshat is, he looks at the deeds of a person to see if people are living up to his standard, that's like from above to below. And to pay attention to all what people do in the world. He sees underneath all the heavens. He gazes and sees each one. Gazes from the surrounding light. And sees from internal light. Each one, their specific things that they do. And therefore it's necessary to know, since we're always under the divine providence, to always make sure to do the right thing, because we're always in front of Hashem. And again, the ability of Hashem to see all different types of people and see this all in one shot comes from the level of the surrounding light. So always encompassed by divine providence. Therefore, if we give our attention over to looking for Hashem all the time, we can be with Him from all places. And even if Chas v'Shalom we do something wrong, we have to know Hashem's providence is also upon us. And that is the gate for us to repent and to turn around, turn things back into good. To know that Hashem, to the ends of the earth, is gazing. To the right side when we do good things, to the left side of the earth as if it were when we do bad things. Hashem's providence is still upon us. So we just have to know He's there. We say, "I, where are you?" We say, "Where we know," means that I know you are here. Just, "Where are you?" And that's what we say even in the difficult things. And from that place, we can turn to Hashem, do tshuva, and everything all the time.